The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Welcome to Wines du Jour. We're here at Bandito Latin Kitchen and Cantina in Las Vegas, Nevada, where you should be. Wines du Jour continues to be America's number one syndicated radio food and wine program, bringing you important information about good wines and great food on each and every episode. Our weekly in-house special guests, they are invited specially. That's a fact. The great audience will say they're here to taste some food and some wines, the food coming from the kitchen here at Bandito's, and the wines we'll talk about in just a few moments. Wines du Jour has been offering good information about food and wine and pairings for quite some time, and we appreciate your listening, and tonight is no exception. The choices are interesting, and I'm certain you will discover more about food, pairing, and wines for the future. Thank you for listening to Wines du Jour. We need to know that we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during the broadcast. Wine tasting is a sensory evaluation, and it makes wine taste a lot better when you know a little bit more about it. Wines du Jour Food and Wine Radio broadcast is distributed in all 50 states, all around the world via radio on CRN Digital Talk Radio Network, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, AHA Radio, Wonder Radio, Warp Radio, and also on several worldwide internet systems around the globe. We're also available on podcast and on iTunes. You're listening to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid. Wine is more than a beverage. It's a lifestyle. So don't go touch that radio dial. We'll be back with fun information and great taste right here on Wines du Jour. But first, I want to talk to you a little bit about where we are this evening, and that is Bandito's Latin Kitchen and Cantina here in Las Vegas. Basically, for those of you that know a little bit about Las Vegas, if you don't live here, that is, if you know where the Strip is, you come to East Flamingo Road, go east on Flamingo about six blocks, and you come to the Hughes Center, and we're sitting right in the middle of it. In fact, we're at the beginning of it, the Hughes Center. So it's pretty nice. It's fun. It's a great place. The restaurant here is very, very unique. They do some beautiful things here. Not only are they in a self-standing building, they also created their own menu. Every food item in the Bandito is crafted with the same loving care and quality that you would expect in any upscale restaurant. And the menu has a unique combination of familiar favorites along with unexpected surprises just to keep you on your toes and follow along. Come back once, twice, or often. And most of us come back quite often. We've been here now doing the broadcast. I think this is our fourth or fifth time being a guest here. And let me tell you, it's great. They treat you like you own the place, which is not too shabby. They've got live music here on the weekends, and they have TV. They have three or four different channels on different televisions here, so you can watch anything that you wanted to if you're interested in the football or basketball or baseball or whatever the case may be. You can do that without a problem. So Bandito, Latin Kitchen and Cantina, is the thing that we really enjoy being around. Now tonight we're going to talk about, and we do this every week incidentally, three different wines. And the wines this evening, I just want to mention real quick a little bit about what they are. The first one is a beautiful rosé. Now, you know, rosé wine is something that's made a little bit kind of different than regular wine. By that I mean, typically, they pull the grapes off the vine, bring them into the winery, they ferment them, they allow the they squeeze the juices out of the grapes, and then they throw the skins and the meat and the seeds back into that juice and allow it to macerate for a period of time. And that's where the color comes from. So you just have to know that the longer that the color stays together, the more you end up with a deeper color for the wine itself. But with rosé, it's just a short period of time. We've got to go to a break. So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about what it's like to make rosé wine along with some of the others, along with some great food and some information here on Wines du Jour.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous SpaExpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's SpaExpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to SpaExpectations.com now.
Hi, this is Bill Martinez. Join us every Monday through Friday from 9 to noon Eastern when we're covering the issues that matter most to you. From Obamacare, the latest from Russia, the Middle East, Israel, immigration, and more, we're talking with the policy and political experts so you can be better informed. It's Bill Martinez Live, brought to you in part by my friends at Good News Tax Relief. Let them help you get your peace of mind back by dealing with the IRS for you. Proven experience, proven results. Call 800-255-7500.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a great time here at Bendito Latin Kitchen and Cantina here in Las Vegas. Our first wine this evening all three wines that we have, which we do each week, all of them come from California this week. In fact, all of them come from a specific area in California, and that would be Paso Robles. Now, if you don't know where Paso Robles is and you happen to be in Las Vegas, if you could take a highway directly west of Las Vegas, you'd drive right into Paso Robles before you get to the Pacific Ocean. If you're in Southern California, you can take the highway right along the coast. And when you get to Hearst Castle, back up about 4 miles and turn east again, and you'll drive right into Paso Robles. Paso Robles has really become a very, very important part of California wines. It is a beautiful area. The unique part about Paso Robles is that it has about 5 or 6 different types of soil in that particular area. So it turns out each area that has a unique soil, they'll plant a specific grape in because that soil is good for that grape. And it all works out well, and it gives you a good variety. Instead of all Cabernet or all Merlot or all Chardonnay, you find that you have several different varieties to choose from grapes that are grown in the Paso Robles area. That's beautiful, I think. So that's what I'd suggest you do. And Robert Hall is one of the better wineries that's located in Paso Robles. And tonight we're featuring three of Robert Hall's wines from Paso Robles. The first one that we're pouring right now, and everybody's having an opportunity to taste, and I mentioned before we went to the break about rosé, happens to be the Robert Hall rosé from the Paso Robles area. The 2017 is the year that it was harvested. And just so that you know, because we talk about percentage of alcohol, the percentage of alcohol in this rosé is 13% even. Now, that's on the low side, if you will, of alcohol. And we like to be concerned about alcohol in wine, not because of the alcohol itself per se, but the fact is the higher the percentage of alcohol, the less it actually pairs well with food. That makes sense to me, and that's what we worry about. And 13 is on the low side. 16 or 17 would be on the high side. And tonight we don't have anything that potent, so to speak. We have some, one of them is a 15 and the other one is 14.5%. So we don't have to worry about that. And the food that the chef has put together, you're going to really enjoy hearing about it. And we're going to really, really enjoy tasting it to pair with the wines. In fact, this Robert Hall's rosé, we have a unique tasting that I want to talk about in just a moment because of, I guess it's just an idea that the chef had that he wanted to pair with this particular wine, and that is it's a salad, which we don't think of salad and wine as going together too much. Most people think of, you know, it's going to be a steak or a piece of meat or something like that. But actually what it It's mixed greens. They're going to be bringing it out here about quarter after, incidentally, just so you know here in the audience. It's got shaved fennel and some strawberries, a little cherry tomato, some jalapeno, a little lime juice, and a little manchego cheese all together. Makes a really, what I think anyway, is a nice salad. And that's going to pair really well with the rosé. I want to talk just a couple more moments about rosé, because rosé is not a white and it's not a red, if you will, just because of the color. On the other hand, you can treat it as either. In other words, you could take rosé and chill it like you would a Chardonnay or a Sauvignon Blanc or a Viognier, whatever, and it would work out very well, pair with almost the same things that Chardonnay would pair with. On the other hand, you could pair it with what you would normally do with maybe, say, a Merlot. Not necessarily Cabernet, because Cabernet is, as I'm sure you already know, one of the more potent flavored wines. And so a rosé would be a kind of underwhelming in terms of trying to pair it with the same thing you would with the Cabernet. On the other hand, the salad was a good idea, I think, anyway. The lime vinaigrette is something that allows it to blend well with the wine. You know, vinegar, and we know that you'd use vinegar to make a vinaigrette, it is something that doesn't go well with wine at all. You think, wait a minute. When vinegar wasn't vinegar, it was wine, wasn't it? It's just wine that's gone flat. Is that exactly what vinegar is? Pretty much so. But it doesn't go together once it's turned to vinegar. It doesn't go well with wine by itself, generally speaking. So that's where the combination of things that we put in the salad help make it more palatable, if you will. So a salad with a glass of wine is kind of unique. And I think you'll find tonight that this combination is actually very, very good. Our second wine this evening is also from the Robert Hall Winery. And it's probably the wine varietal, or the grape varietal, that we think of as a California grape. And that is Zinfandel. You know, Cabernet comes from France, obviously, and different varietals, we kind of label it where it comes from its home, and we think of Zinfandel as being a California grape. Now, a lot of people aren't aware how many doggone wineries there are in California. It's amazing how many of them are there, and they're all making a living making wine and selling it. Some of it worldwide, some of it regional, and some of it basically on a local level. And the number is pretty high, 4,300 wineries just in the state of California. So you can imagine what the competition is like. And you know what? For you and I, that's probably a good thing, because it keeps the price down. Competition doesn't allow them to raise the price too high. So it makes it more palatable, if you will, for us to buy the wine. So that's a good thing. On the other hand, you go to areas like Oregon or Washington, and you'll find that there's a few hundred wineries in both of those states, as opposed to thousands in California. Pretty amazing. On the other hand, the weather is perfect for growing grapes and making wine, and therefore that's what's happened. It's caused all this to take place. On the other hand, I don't think there's one state in the United States that doesn't have at least one winery. I know that's kind of a surprise. You think South Dakota has a winery? Actually, they do, and the wine from South Dakota is pretty tasty, come to think of it. But they have a different problem in growing grapes in order to make wine in South Dakota, since I brought that state up. But in that particular central U.S., because it has four seasons, you know, it snows and so on and so forth. And that just means that the grape growing season is shortened tremendously. In California, it's doggone maybe 9 or 10 months out of the year the grapes grow really well. But they don't have that many months in North or South Dakota or Wyoming or whatever in the Midwest because of the weather. So you have to plant the type of grapes that will take a shorter season, and therefore you don't find some of the varietals in those states. You only find one or two, and that's only because of the selection of the weather. Now, I think this rosé being 13%, which is, on, like I say, on the low end in terms of other varietals and the grape percent of the alcohol percentage. But I haven't mentioned, and I will now, tell you what this sells for. You can go to your local wine store and buy a Robert Hall Rosé, and they call it Rosé de Robles. That means it just comes from Paso Robles, for about $18. That's pretty reasonable. $18 a bottle is not too bad for a nice wine, and I think this is pretty good. You guys like this wine? Yeah, everybody is agreeing that it is pretty nice. Okay. It goes not only with salad, which is what the chef has put together, a special salad. It also goes well with a lot of different kinds of cheese. Rosé and cheese go well together. And what I like this with, because it's the time of the year when the seafood is fresh and you've got the grill going and it's still not 110 out, but it's maybe 75 or 80, then I say grilling seafood and having a little rosé wine with it would be a real good idea. Or basically any type of grilled meat would go very well with the rosé. So those are some selections you might want to consider if you decide to go buy a bottle or two. And speaking of buying a bottle or two, I think that's exactly what I recommend, and that is don't buy one bottle of a wine that you're either doing it for the first time or that you know about. Well, if you know about it, you know how fast you're going to go through it, and you would buy probably more than one bottle. But if you're doing it for the first time, if you buy two bottles, let's say, and I don't mean a case or anything, but buy two bottles as opposed to one, because by the time you get home, decide when you're going to drink it, pull the cork, let it sit, you know there's going to be a knock on the door. And when there's a knock on the door, that bottle won't last 10 minutes. But if you have two bottles, you can make it work, and then maybe go to a different wine if you wanted to do it that way. So that would be my suggestion. And also, with white wine and also rosé wine, in the refrigerator for about an hour and a half before you're going to have it is a good idea to chill it down. Now, your refrigerator, incidentally, is about 39 degrees in temperature, and most everybody's refrigerator is about 39. Some people think it's 41, and I can tell you there's no way in the world you could have your refrigerator at 41 degrees. Everything would be moldy and go bad and nothing flat. It has to be 40 degrees or less. It could be colder, but, of course, too cold means it's going to freeze and all that sort of thing. So the ideal temperature for your refrigerator is 39 degrees if you have an opportunity to make an adjustment with your refrigerator. If not, put a little thermometer in there, hang it on the shelf, and then you can adjust the up or down, if you will, for cold to get to that 39 degrees, and you'll be a happy camper. $18 is reasonable, as I said, for a nice bottle of wine. And I can just tell you that the second wine that we're going to be consuming here in about a few minutes is the Zinfandel that I mentioned. And Zinfandel, this one from Robert Hall, retails for the same price, $18 a bottle. So both of them are pretty reasonable. In fact, the third one, when we get to that, which is the world's most popular red grape, and you probably know what it is when I said that, and that is Cabernet Sauvignon. Our third wine from Robert Hall in California is the Cabernet Sauvignon. But the price, because of competition, is down to, believe it or not, well, it's $20 instead of $25 or $30 or more. So $20 or $18 or $18. For the three different wines that we have this evening, and I think you'll find them very tasty and very not only palatable, but they go very well with food. And the chef has picked, I think, three good choices. The second choice for the second wine, which is the Zinfandel, believe it or not, is going to be New York steak. Now, I don't mean you're going to have a 16-ounce steak. Please, this is not dinner. This is just a tasting. But you are going to have a little bit of steak, and I think you'll find it very tasty. And there will be some potato and a little bit of fingerling potatoes, a little cauliflower, and some other things that are blended with it that go really well with our second wine. I think we've got to go to a break, am I right? So, anyway, the Robert Hall Winery with the Zinfandel. I want to talk a little more about Zinfandel when we come back from the break, because I mentioned earlier it's California, considered to be the California grape. But we'll do more about that when we come back. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the Internet right here on Wines du Jour. Right after these messages.
Hey, Lorraine, do you realize that your mother, my mother-in-law, Chef Maria, has been serving Las Vegas since 1949?
Yes, I do, Dennis. That's when she first met Howard Hughes, who fell in love with her cooking.
And in 1955, she opened her first restaurant on Fremont Street.
Yes, dear. And another great customer was Liberace.
Wow. Then in 1962, while Frank Sinatra and the Rat Pack were causing global excitement on the Las Vegas Strip, your family opened their second restaurant.
And in 1972, Elvis Presley began electrifying Las Vegas audiences and eating in our restaurant.
You know, Lorraine, this is quite a town. There's only one Las Vegas.
And there's only one Bootlegger Italian Bistro.
Folks, when you're in Las Vegas, come visit us. We'll make you feel like you're part of our family.
The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, conveniently located at 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard, South Strip. Visit our website at www.bootleggerlasvegas.com.
Welcome to your island home away from home at Ka'anapali Beach Hotel. Relax and unwind on 11 acres of tropical gardens by the whale-shaped pool or in a beachfront cabana. Enjoy your favorite ocean activities, culture activities, and free nightly entertainment. A perfect setting for weddings, honeymoons, family vacations, or just a weekend getaway. Experience aloha at its best at Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel. Call 661-0011 or visit kbhmaui.com and let us welcome you and your ohana to ours.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Still got those annoying critters. I'm talking bees and fleas, spiders, ants, roaches, you name it. Plus those 24/7 wood-munching termites. Just make one easy call to Dewey, because Dewey knocks them down and keeps them out. To get Dewey's free inspection and $89 off with a regular maintenance program, call 800-209-0900, 800-209-0900, or go online to DeweyRadio.com. That's DeweyRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Wine du Jour. We're having a good time here, and we're enjoying the food and all the hospitality, if you will, at the Bandito Latin Kitchen and Cantina here on East Flamingo in Las Vegas. Before we went to the break, I mentioned I want to talk a little bit about Zinfandel. Zinfandel being the second wine that we're tasting this evening. Zinfandel is considered to be, and I know I mentioned this a little bit earlier, but considered to be the number one grape in California. Now, that doesn't mean there isn't a lot of Chardonnay or Cabernet or Sauvignon Blanc or what have you. It just means that it is one that a lot of other areas don't actually grow Zinfandel, or at least not in large quantity like they do in California. And Zinfandel, you probably have heard of, and who knows, you may have started out drinking wine by drinking white Zinfandel. And yes, it is the same exact grape as Zinfandel wine. We don't think of Zinfandel as white Zinfandel. We think of it as a regular red wine like any other Cabernet or Merlot or what have you. But some people, when they first start out drinking wine, will start with maybe a Chablis or something pretty minimal in terms of taste and flavor. Easy to get used to because, you know, most people have been drinking 7-Up and Coke and Pepsi and all that sort of thing most of their life until they get up around 20 or 21 years old and they want to make a break into the adult beverage, and they'll start out with a little bit of wine, and they normally start with what we would consider to be a pretty light flavored wine, like a Chablis as an example. Or typically if you go to a bar or a restaurant and order, tell them that you're starting out drinking wine, they would probably recommend a Chablis. That would be a white wine, of course, and actually it's a Chardonnay, but we call it Chablis. And you get used to that taste, then you can move up into more of the flavorful, and you end up with the white Zinfandel as a typical second move after you've gotten used to Chablis. And white Zinfandel is not the favorite grape or wine, I should say, of most wine drinkers, because it is pretty mild and it has flavor, and it, you know, it just isn't a very popular. It is not overly food friendly, but it's a step number two, if you will, getting into the other wines. And white wines and red wines are probably something that most people kind of reluctantly get into once they've gone through the Chablis and the white Zin. But if you were to try a Chardonnay, or better yet, try a Sauvignon Blanc, please understand that if you fall in love with Chardonnay, which a whole lot of people do, it is not something that goes well with all foods. It is something that's very difficult, depending on the quality of the Chardonnay, difficult to pair with food, as a matter of fact. But most people that love Chardonnay, or basically that's all they know about is Chardonnay, they mix it with everything. It could be with breakfast or lunch or dinner or steak or fish or salad, could be anything, whatever. They just automatically pour a glass of Chardonnay. Well, I suggest if that's your situation at the current time, go to your wine store and ask them if they could recommend a Sauvignon Blanc in the price range that you like. And the reason I say that is that when you go to a wine store, make sure you tell the person that's waiting on you what price range you'd like to be in. Don't expect them to try to sell you a $300 bottle of wine. That's not their job. But on the other hand, if they recommend one that's, say, $40 and you don't want to spend that much, then you're not a real happy camper about that, and you probably ignore it. But if you tell them, look, I'd like to have a wine that'll go with the chicken that I'm having this evening. We're going to roast it in the oven and some roasted potatoes along with it. What kind of white wine would you recommend? And then we want to spend somewhere around $20, $25, $30. They'll give you three different wines that they have in the store that'll go perfectly with that menu. That's what their job is to try to help you pair food with wine. And it's not to try to sell you something very expensive, because you may not ever go back. And that doesn't make sense for a retailer to have you come in only one time. They want you to come in as a regular guest, if you will. So I just wanted you to, you know, to get that idea in your head so that you don't think that that's what they're trying to do. And that also stands true with sommelier. You go to an upscale restaurant and they have a nice sommelier that's very knowledgeable about wines, and you tell them what you're having for dinner or you're thinking about ordering for dinner and ask them what kind of wine, they're going to tell you that they would like to know what your price range is. They're not going to say, oh, well, you've got to have this $500 bottle of wine. That's the best thing you've got. That's not the way sommeliers work. So pretty well the way it is. Okay, we got to go to a break, so don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet when we return right here on Wines du Jour.
This is today's entertainment answer. What does actor Samuel Hunt think about playing Louis Zamperini in the new film Unbroken: Path to Redemption?
It's pretty indescribable. You're talking about one of the greatest American heroes in our history through his actions, but also the way that he dedicated his life after the fact, and what he went through, where he came from, then how he dedicated his life. I mean, the story is just immense.
Unbroken: Path to Redemption, rated PG-13, in theaters September 14th. For this entertainment answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas. A rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Live TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Las Vegas. Vegas Live TV. Now available globally on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now. Vegas Live TV.
When you really want Italian food, you have got to get to Colombo's. Colombo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club. Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Now, indulgers of plenty and good fortune, this is a call to action. It's holiday party time. You have been assigned the awesome responsibility of planning the Christmas gathering. No gnashing of teeth. No worries. It's time for the very best office get-together ever at Columbo's. Good Time Central, 323-254-9138. Jazz every night. Columbo's family award-winning Italian recipes coming to life and award you with an abundance of yummy, mouth-watering steaks, the freshest fish, and the world's greatest meatballs, all for a mere pittance. Party time at Columbo's. 323-254-9138. Make your reservations now. Columbo's, that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. The holiday office party at Columbo's. Mangia.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Destination, South Point. 11 great restaurants, bingo, bowling, movies, race books, sports books, spa, live entertainment, oversized rooms, and the rates? Unbeatable. The South Point, Las Vegas. Book now. Online at southpointcasino.com or call 866-791-7626. Southpointcasino.com or call 866-791-7626. At the South Point, Las Vegas, you're always a winner.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here, tasting some of the wines this evening. Number two is just being poured as we speak, and that would be the 2015 Robert Hall Winery Zinfandel, as I mentioned earlier before we went to the break. I think I mentioned it, but I'll do it again. It retails for about $18. So that's a pretty reasonable price for Zinfandel. Zinfandel actually is one of my favorite red wines. I like it as well as I do Cabernet Sauvignon, believe it or not, better than I like Merlot in most cases, because I think it has more flavor and goes with more food. If that's the way I like it. I think of wine as food. In fact, that's my slogan. Wine is food. A meal is a meal, but with a glass of wine, it's a celebration. From casual gatherings to formal affairs, wine celebrates any event. So kind of sit back and relax and have a glass of wine or two with your dinner meal. You know, the medical profession all around the world now all agree that wine is something, unless you have a medical reason for not having it, you should have one or two glasses of wine, generally with your dinner meal, every day. Not Friday night or Saturday night. That's for tequila and gin and vodka and scotch, etc. But wine is food, and you should consider it as food. What I like about this one is kind of dense. It's got fresh raspberries. It's got fresh raspberries, cranberries, all kinds of different fruit. Peppery, a little spiciness to it. I think it's pretty nice. If you take a look at the color, it's a beautiful full-bodied red wine with kind of a dense see-through. You can't see through the red wine in your glass. It's just too dark, or too dense, as we like to put it in the wine business. But it's tasty, and it goes very, very well with a lot of neat things. And the chef tonight has decided that New York steak is something that you should have. So we have a little slice of New York steak, some potatoes, and a little bit of cauliflower all together to go with this beautiful red wine. I think that's a good deal. And $18, I think, and once you taste it, you'll say, boy, that's a heck of a good price. So your local retail store, you're talking about Robert Hall Winery from California, more specifically from Paso Robles, California. And it also goes, incidentally, this goes well with things other than steak. I guess that's no surprise. I love this with portobello mushrooms. Now, you can take a portobello mushroom and turn it upside down, if you will, so those gills are facing you, and take a spoon and kind of scrape those gills completely out of there if you want. And then you can put anything you want inside that portobello, including most any of your favorite cheeses. Put some cheese in it, put it on the grill, let the grill literally scorch the bottom, which is really the top of the mushroom, upside down, until it starts to melt the cheese, and then take it off, and it's ready to eat. Boy, that along with a nice glass of this Zinfandel, and you'll say, man, that's pretty tasty. I like that. I hope you do, too. And, of course, one of the typical things that's good for a wine like this is, believe it or not, chocolate. A chocolate dessert is not anything that, I call them decadent, is not anything that you wouldn't want to serve a nice Zinfandel with. So Zinfandel and chocolate go hand in hand. There's all kinds of pies. There's all kinds of cakes. There's a lot of different desserts that Zinfandel actually complements. So you might want to keep that in mind the next time you're going to have something special for dessert. You might want to serve a glass of Zinfandel along with it. And this, incidentally, is, I know I mentioned it once, but I'll do it again. This is a 2015 Zinfandel. And what that means, folks, is not the year that it was bottled, but the year that the grapes were grown. Okay? So you know that the date on the bottle, they may not have bottled it until 2016, but the label on the bottle says 2015 because that's when the grapes were grown. And remember that, if you will. I like the soft tannins in this as too, and the acidity is very, very nice. So it's very food-friendly for a red wine. And as a Zinfandel, it's probably an uncommon wine for you to taste because, again, most people drink Cabernet Sauvignon when they think of red wine, or possibly a Merlot, or if you're from Texas, a Merlot. I think that Zinfandel is a grape that more people should know about. And in fact, if more people did know about it, the price per bottle might go down instead of up because the demand is there and competition keeps the price down. That's a good thing. But $18 is certainly, I think anyway, well worth it. And when you get a wine, whether it's a white wine or a red wine, and they pour it in your glass, typically, a pour in a restaurant or in a bar from either by the glass or out of your bottle would be around 5 ounces of wine. Okay, now what does that mean? Well, that means that in a bottle of wine, which is what we call 750 milliliters, but most Americans have no clue what a millimeter is. They think it has to do with cigarettes, you know, the 100 milliliter thing. Anyway, a millimeter actually is 25.4% inches. 25.4. I said inches, I mean the alcohol percentage. And so what we do is we take the wine, put it in the glass. I'm sorry? I've got to go to a break? Oh, my goodness. Time flies when you're having fun. Okay, we'll talk a little bit more about Zinfandel when we come back, so don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the Internet right here on Wines du Jour at Bandito Latin Kitchen.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous SpaExpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's SpaExpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to SpaExpectations.com now.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante to see memorabilia of movie stars and theatrical magic right in downtown Fullerton, California. The Art of the Great Masters in an Italian town square complete with storefronts of old, Italian butchers and cheesemongers, fruit and wine vendors, seamstresses showing their wares, the romance of Romeo and Juliet. Find our mystical Room of the Moon, and don't forget King Kong, Dracula, Frankenstein, and who knows what awaits you in the wine cellar. Enjoy the great food. We hand-stuff our pastas, roll each and every tortellini, bake our own bread, and make all of our sauces fresh from our private stock of Sicilian family recipes. Pasta to seafood, chicken to award-winning pizzas, tiramisu flowing in from Rome. If you can't find something on our menu to tempt you, you don't like Italian food. Try our Sunday brunch, all you can eat, just $21.95. And Angelo's and Vinci's has been named the best Italian restaurant in Orange County 2 years in a row, and our owner has been named Restaurateur of the Year. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 714-879-4022 or angelosandvincis.com.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time, and we're enjoying the wines this evening. They're all from Robert Hall Winery in California. The first one that we tasted was the Rosé, or Rosé de Robles, if you will, which was $18 a bottle retail in the store. And we're just finishing it up now with wine number two, which is a 2015 Robert Hall Zinfandel. Now, the alcohol percentage is a little bit higher with the Zinfandel. It's 15%, which is not, it's not out of line at all, but it's on the high side, if you will. 15-16% is about as high as we like to see the alcohol go, only because it doesn't pair with food as well. But I have to tell you, the steak the chef gave us tasted pretty good with this Zinfandel. Not too shabby at all. And we're about ready to go here in a couple minutes with wine number three, which also comes from Paso Robles, Robert Hall Winery. And as I mentioned earlier, it's the world-famous red grape Cabernet Sauvignon. So Cabernet Sauvignon is a very good wine. It's something that's very tasty. And the quality of the wine, you can tell the difference. If you had an opportunity to go through maybe four or five bottles of wine, I don't mean drinking them all, but just to taste four or five different side by side of Cabernet, you'd see what I mean when I say they taste different. So the reason that they taste different is, of course, what we refer to affectionately as the terroir. The terroir meaning a combination of the weather, how hot it gets, how cold it gets, how wet it gets, how dry it gets, the nutrition in the soil, and all those things added together we call terroir. And that's what actually makes the grape taste like it does, whatever that is, good, bad, or indifferent. And so what we're saying is if you buy a vineyard somewhere and the one down the street comes up for sale and you buy it, now you have two vineyards and maybe both of them have Cabernet Sauvignon grapes growing on them as an example, you'd notice that when you make the wine with the grapes from vineyard number one is going to taste different than the wine is made from vineyard number two, even though they're in the same general neighborhood and they're both of the same varietal. It just works out that way because of the terroir. Each area is a little bit different. And, of course, when you go from one county to another or one state to another or even one country to another, you know that that's the difference. A Cabernet Sauvignon out of Australia does not taste the same as the Cabernet Sauvignon out of France, which also doesn't taste the same as the Cabernet Sauvignon out of California. They both have the basic flavor and taste, and you can tell that it's Cabernet Sauvignon, but get down and dirty, you're going to find that there's a lot of difference between the two in terms of taste and flavor. And that's the way it should be, I think. That's a good thing. Now, wine number three, which they're getting ready to pour here pretty quick, as I mentioned earlier, is the Cabernet Sauvignon. What I like about it is the black currant. First of all, I like the color of the Cabernet, and you'll see when they pour it what I'm talking about. It's a beautiful color. It's a little different than when you're in a restaurant in kind of a dark room. It's kind of tough to tell one color from another, basically. But the color of this wine is, I think, very, very nice. The black currant is very dominant here, along with some spices. And I think the spices are an important part of any wine, and most wine has spicy. Okay. The retail, somebody asked me, what is the retail price of this Cabernet? The retail price is a little different than the other two. It's all the way up to $20 a bottle, which is still very, very reasonable for a good Cabernet Sauvignon. And I know I mentioned it before, but it's 2015 is the year that those grapes were grown. So our first wine this evening, which was the Rosé, was grown in 2017. And the Zinfandel that we just finished was 2015. And what they're pouring currently and that we're tasting is the 2015 Cabernet Sauvignon. 14.5% alcohol percentage, which is about beautiful. And again, around $20 or retail. So I like this, incidentally, with chocolate. I know I mentioned chocolate with the Zinfandel, and that's good too, but the chocolate with this Cabernet Sauvignon is actually a pretty doggone nice. So when you have a bottle of Cab and you happen to have a little chocolate around, you might want to try the two together if you haven't done that already. I also mentioned your refrigerator at 39 degrees in temperature, and we should talk a little bit about what temperature you should drink wine at. And it's different between white and red. It's not so much different between varietals. In other words, Zinfandel or Sauvignon Blanc, I'm sorry, Zinfandel or Cabernet Sauvignon, the temperature should be probably about the same. But red wine should be a little warmer, if you will, than white wine. So what do you do? I told you earlier your refrigerator is 39 degrees. That's too cold for anything except maybe sparkling wine or champagne. Sparkling wine and champagne we like to drink at a very cold temperature because of the bubbles. How many bubbles are in a bottle of champagne? Well, they say about a million, and if you don't believe it, try counting them. So I don't know how true that is, but there's something close to that. Anyway, it's a lot of fun to taste wine and to compare it with a lot of different foods. So that's what we've been doing this evening, and I think it's been a pretty good challenge and worked out really well. So the Paso Robles Cabernet Sauvignon, 14.5% alcohol content, retailing for $20 from Robert Hall Winery in California, is what we're tasting now. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this and a little bit about wine in general. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the Internet when we return right after this.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas, a rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Vegas. Vegas Life TV. Now available globally on your iPod, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Life TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now. Vegas Life TV.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Still got those annoying critters? I'm talking bees and fleas, spiders, ants, roaches, bedbugs, and those disgusting rodents. Have you made that call to Dewey Pest Control yet? What's holding you back? Get rid of them, and I mean right now. When the heat brings them out, it's time to call Dewey, because Dewey knocks them down and keeps them out. Dewey's an 89-year heritage California family business with 32 offices statewide. Think you got those 24/7 wood-munching termites chewing up your house? Call Dewey right now for their free inspection. And all this month, get $89 off with a regular maintenance program. Call 800-209-0900. That's 800-209-0900. Just one call to Dewey does it all. 800-209-0900. Or get your free inspection online at DeweyRadio.com. That's Dewey, D-E-W-E-Y, DeweyRadio.com.
Welcome back to Wine with Humor. We're talking about wine this evening, of course, and we always pair food with wine on each broadcast that we do every Thursday at this same time. And I just have to tell you that wine is something, and I mentioned this earlier, I guess, is something that I think of as food as opposed to an alcoholic beverage, so to speak, such as gin and vodka, scotch, or what have you. They're not in the same category, in my opinion. And I think that you should consider serving, and the medical profession, incidentally, as I mentioned earlier, also agrees that you should have one or two glasses of wine with your dinner meal each and every day. not Friday night or Saturday night only, but each and every day. And that's, I think, important because it is literally wine. And when you think of, you know, you're going to put bread and butter on the table every day, you should have a glass of wine on the table with your dinner with the same type of an attitude, if you will. And deciding what wine, that's the fun part about it. The interesting part is whether you're going to have wine in white or wine in red or wine in rosé. Any of those could work. So I think it's important to know that food and wine are literally in the same category. Okay, wine number three tonight is that Robert Mondavi Paso Robles Cabernet Sauvignon, which I've mentioned before, 14% alcohol content and retailing for about $20. And I mentioned also that it goes really well with chocolate desserts. But what I also want to mention, this is kind of the other end of the spectrum, is this goes really well with a vanilla flan. So I don't know if you do flans or not at home. If you don't, you might want to check out a recipe from a cookbook or send me an email. I'll be more than happy to send you a couple recipes for flan and try it with a little bit of this wine. Very, very nice. And a flan, of course, you think of it as being white, so to speak. So you would normally think of it going with a white wine. But in this case, we're talking about a red wine and a flan, vanilla flavor. So vanilla and chocolate, kind of the opposite ends of the spectrum, both going with a nice red wine of Cabernet Sauvignon. I think that's a pretty good deal. Okay, I want to thank Gene Mora for doing his job tonight. Beautiful with the food pairing that he's done. This is, we're on number three right now, but the other two have been absolutely perfect to go with the wines that we've had. And I can tell you without tasting it, because I haven't had a chance to do that yet, with this red wine, Cabernet Sauvignon, this beautiful vanilla flan is going to go perfect with it. A little bit unique, but something that you might want to consider doing at home. And flan is not an exorbitant type of a dessert. It just sounds kind of like fancy, so to speak. But you can look in any cookbook, find a good recipe for a flan, and see how easy it is to make. And it tastes really good. And you'll dazzle your friends if they come over for dinner with a little flan for dessert. They'll think you're a gourmand or gourmet or gourmet or something. Who knows? But the thing is, it should be important. Well, I want to thank you very much for listening to Wines du Jour. Wines du Jour is America's number one syndicated premier wine and food pairing radio show. And for more food and wine travel information, go to our newly updated website, leskincaid.com, and check it out. We're always looking for more people to listen to food and wine and food and wine pairings that we talk about each week, so tell your friends to listen. So thank you for choosing Wines du Jour. Please drink responsibly. Use a clean glass. Also, enjoy visiting and supporting our restaurants, and also tell them that you discovered them through the Wines du Jour weekly program. That's a good thing. So from the East Coast, from the Left Coast, from all around the world on the Internet, I'm Les Kincaid. Good night, everybody.